Section 6. Be in shape to drive. Driving safely is not always easy. It is, in fact, one of the most complex things that people do. It is also one of the few things we do regularly that can injure or kill us. It is worth the effort to be a careful driver. Being a safe driver takes a lot of skill and judgment. This task is even more difficult when you are just learning to drive. Driving can easily take every ability you have. If anything happens so you are not up to your ability, you may not be a safe driver. Your ability to be a safe driver depends on being able to see clearly, not being overly tired, not driving while using drugs, being generally healthy and emotionally fit to drive. In other words, being in shape to drive safely. Vision. Good vision is a must for safe driving. You drive based on what you see. If you cannot see clearly, you will have trouble identifying traffic and road conditions, spotting potential trouble or reacting in a timely manner. Vision is so important that Wisconsin law requires you to have at least 20/40 vision in at least one eye, with or without corrective lenses. You will be required to pass a vision screening before you get a driver license and at each renewal. Side vision. You need to see out the corner of your eye. This lets you spot vehicles and other potential trouble on either side of you while you look ahead. Because you cannot focus on things to the side, you must also use your side mirrors and glance to the side if necessary. Judging distances and speeds. Even if you can see clearly, you still may not be able to judge distances or speeds very well. Many people have problems judging distances and speeds. It takes a lot of practice to be able to judge both. It is especially important in knowing how far you are from other vehicles and judging safe gaps when merging and when passing on two-lane roads. Night vision. Many people who can see clearly in the daytime have trouble seeing at night. It is more difficult for everyone to see at night than in the daytime. Some drivers have problems with glare while driving at night, especially the glare of oncoming headlights. If you have problems seeing at night, don't drive more than is necessary and be very careful when you do. Because seeing well is so important to safe driving, you should have your eyes checked every year or two by an eye specialist. You may never know you have poor vision unless your eyes are tested. If you need to wear glasses or contact lenses for driving, remember to always wear them when you drive, even if it is only for short trips. If your driver license says you must wear corrective lenses, you could get a ticket if you are stopped and you are not wearing them. Try to keep an extra pair of glasses in your vehicle. If your regular glasses are broken or lost, you can use the spare pair to drive safely. This can also be helpful if you do not wear glasses all the time and misplace them. Avoid using dark glasses or tinted contact lenses at night, even if you think they help with glare. The problem is they reduce the light that you need to see clearly. Hearing. Hearing can be helpful to safe driving. The sound of horns, a siren, or screeching tires can warn you of danger. A hearing problem, like bad eyesight, can come on so slowly that you may not notice it. Drivers who know they are hearing impaired can adjust and be safe drivers. These drivers learn to rely more on their vision and tend to stay more alert. Studies have shown the driving records of hearing impaired drivers are just as good as those of drivers with good hearing. Fatigue. You cannot drive as safely when you are tired as when you are rested. You do not see as well, nor are you as alert. It takes you more time to make decisions and you may not always make good decisions. You can be more irritable and can be more easily upset. When you are tired, you could fall asleep behind the wheel and crash, injuring or killing yourself or others. There are things you can do to help keep you from getting tired on a long trip. Try to get a good night's sleep before you leave. Do not leave on a trip if you are already tired. Plan your trip so you can leave when you are rested. Do not take any medicine that can make you drowsy. Eat lightly. Do not eat a large meal before you leave. You can get sleepy after eating a big meal. Take breaks. Stop every hour or so or when you need to. Walk around. Get some fresh air and have some coffee, soda, or juice. The few minutes spent on a rest break can save your life. Allow for plenty of time to safely complete your trip. Try not to drive late at night when you would normally be asleep. Because your inner body clock will be telling your body it is time to be sleeping, you may have trouble staying awake and alert. Never drive if you are sleepy. It is better to stop and sleep for a few hours than to take the chance that you can stay awake. If possible, switch driving with someone so you can sleep while they drive. Studies show that a person who has been awake for 18 hours is as impaired for driving as a person with an alcohol content, AC, of 0.05. A full 24 hours of being awake causes impairment nearly equal to that of an AC of 0.10, above the legal limit. Drinking and driving. Alcohol content. Alcohol is involved in 40-50% of traffic crashes in which someone is killed. If you drink alcohol, even a little, your chances of being in a crash are much greater than if you did not drink any alcohol. Every 0.02 increase in alcohol concentration, AC, nearly doubles the risk of being in a fatal crash. AC is the percentage of alcohol in your body and is usually determined by a breath, blood, or urine test. No one can drink alcohol and drive safely, even if they have been driving for many years. Because they are still learning to drive, new drivers are more affected by alcohol than experienced drivers. Because drinking alcohol and then driving is so dangerous, the penalties are very high. People who drive after drinking risk arrest, heavy fines, higher insurance rates, loss of their driving privilege, and jail. Why is drinking and driving so dangerous? Alcohol reduces all of the important skills you need to drive safely. Alcohol goes from your stomach into your blood and to all parts of your body. It reaches your brain in 20 to 40 minutes. Alcohol affects those areas of your brain that control judgment and skill. Drinking alcohol is very dangerous because it affects your judgment. Good judgment is important to driving, but in this case, judgment helps you to know when to stop drinking. In a way, it is as if alcohol puts good judgment on hold. You do not know when you have had too much to drink until it is too late. Alcohol slows your reflexes and reaction time, reduces your ability to see clearly, and makes you less alert. As the amount of alcohol in your body increases, your judgment worsens and your skills decrease. You will have trouble judging distances, speeds, and the movement of other vehicles. You will also have trouble controlling your vehicle. If you drink, when can you drive? The best advice is do not drive if you drink alcohol. Even one drink of alcohol can affect your driving. With two or more drinks in your bloodstream, you are impaired and could be arrested. An alcohol drink is 1.5 ounces, one shot glass, of 80 proof liquor, straight or with a mixer, 12 ounces, a regular size can, bottle, mug or glass, of beer or a 5-ounce glass of wine. Specialty drinks can have more alcohol in them and may be the same as having several 5-ounce normal drinks. For the average adult, it may take up to 2 hours for your body to get rid of each drink. There is no way to quickly sober up. Coffee, fresh air, exercise, or cold showers will not help. Time is the only thing that will sober you up. There are ways of dealing with social drinking situations. Arrange to go with two or more people. Agree ahead of time which one of you will not drink alcohol. You can rotate among the group being the designated driver. Otherwise, use public transportation or a cab, if available. There are ways to slow down the effects of drinking alcohol. The best way is to increase the amount of time between drinks. Another way is to eat before and while you are drinking. Food slows down how fast alcohol gets into your body. Starchy foods like potato chips, pretzels, bread and crackers are best. Remember, food only slows when the alcohol gets into your body, it will not keep you from getting drunk. Wisconsin's alcohol laws. Operating while intoxicated, OWI. You can be arrested for operating while intoxicated if you have a prohibited alcohol concentration, PAC, or a detectable amount of a restricted controlled substance, in your blood. If you are found guilty of an OWI violation and it is your first conviction, you will be fined. Your driving privilege will be revoked for at least 6 months and you'll face other sanctions. The penalties become more severe for a second conviction. You face a minimum 1-year revocation. You will spend time in jail. All vehicles that have your name on the title or registration may be subject to a mobilization or ignition interlock device, IID. If it is your third or greater conviction, your vehicle could be seized. OWI convictions remain on your driving record for 55 years. Implied consent. If a police or traffic officer asks you to take a PAC test, you must comply. If you refuse, the officer must arrest you for violation of the implied consent law. You will lose your driving privileges for at least 1 year and face other sanctions. Absolute sobriety or not a drop. Drivers under age 21 can be arrested for driving with any amount of alcohol in their body. Others, drugs and driving. Besides alcohol, there are many other things that can affect your ability to drive safely. Many prescription drugs and even medications you buy without a prescription for headaches, colds, hay fever or other allergies or those to calm nerves can make you drowsy and affect your driving. Pep pills, uppers, and diet pills can make you feel more alert for a short time. Later, however, they can cause you to be nervous, dizzy, unable to concentrate, and they can affect your vision. Prescription drugs can affect your reflexes, judgment, vision, and alertness in ways similar to alcohol. If you will be driving before you take a medication, check the label for warnings about its side effects. If you are not sure whether it is safe to take the medication and drive, ask your doctor or pharmacist about any side effects. Never drink alcohol while you are taking medications. Medications may multiply the effects of alcohol or have additional effects of their own. These effects not only reduce your ability to be a safe driver, but could cause serious health problems, even death. It is illegal to drive under the influence of any drugs, including prescription drugs, that may negatively affect your driving. Under Wisconsin's drug driving law, use of a NY measurable amount of a controlled substance is considered to be operating impaired and will be treated the same as an operating while intoxicated, OWI, offense. Examples of restricted controlled substances are marijuana, heroin, LSD, PCP, cocaine, hallucinogens, narcotics, and methamphetamine. Illegal drugs affect your ability to be a safe driver and are not good for your health. For example, studies have shown that people who use marijuana make more mistakes, have more trouble adjusting to glare, and get arrested for traffic violations more often than other drivers. If you are stopped and an officer believes you are under the influence of a controlled substance, they may ask you to take a blood test, which will be used to identify a detectable amount of a controlled substance. Refusal to take this blood test will be treated the same as refusal to take a test for alcohol. Your license will be revoked. Should you have a valid prescription for a controlled substance, you can claim a defense by providing proof you had a valid prescription for that drug at the time of the incident. Health. Many health problems can affect your driving. A bad cold, infection, or virus. Even little problems like a stiff neck, a cough, or a sore leg can affect your driving. If you are not feeling well and need to go somewhere, let someone else drive. Some potentially dangerous health conditions. Epilepsy. As long as it is under medical control, epilepsy generally is not dangerous. In Wisconsin, you may drive if you are under the care of a doctor and have not had a seizure for 3 months. Diabetes. Diabetics who take insulin should not drive when there is any chance of an insulin reaction, blackout, convulsion, or shock. Such a situation could result from skipping a meal or snack, or from taking the wrong amount of insulin. It is also a good idea to have someone else drive for you during times when your doctor is adjusting your insulin dosage. If you have diabetes, you should also have your eyes checked regularly for possible night blindness or other vision problems. Heart condition. People with heart diseases that can cause fainting or a heart attack should not get behind the wheel. If you were being treated by a doctor for a heart condition, ask if the condition could affect your ability to drive safely. Emotions. Emotions can have a great effect in your ability to drive safely. You may not be able to drive well if you are overly worried, excited, afraid, angry, or depressed. If you are angry or excited, give yourself time to cool off. If necessary, take a short walk, but stay off the road until you have calmed down. If you are worried, down, or upset about something, try to cover 75 contents. Keep your mind on your driving. Some people find listening to the radio helps. If you are impatient, allow extra time for your driving trip. Leave a few minutes early. If you have plenty of time, you will not tend to speed or do other things that can result in a traffic ticket or cause a crash. Don't be impatient about waiting for a train to cross in front of you. Driving around lowered gates or trying to beat the train can be fatal.